Pride, supported by Audio Content Fund on Pride Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Cabaret Tent at UK Radio Pride. I'm Stephen Bailey. Thanks for joining us. Now let's set the scene virtually, if I will. Maybe you've wandered away from the main stage for a little light relief and have stumbled upon the Cabaret Tent. You've got a warm pint in hand, and I'm taken to the stage in a bit for a little stand-up. But before then, I'm going to be catching up backstage with some of the queens and comics joining me on this bill. There'll be plenty of laughs, but also I want to get under their skin or their wigs to find out what makes them tick. It's a little bit like Piers Morgan's life stories, but with far more glitter and a lot less aggression. We've got some of the best names in the business coming up over the next 3 hours, including winner of RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 1, The Vivian. We've also got some great music recorded live in lockdown, all in keeping with our Cabaret Tent ambience. So, let's get straight into it. You'll hear these handsome boys popping up throughout the show, so I'm going to call them my in-house band. They're not actually in my house in case we get any social distancing complaints, but I wish they were. With their version of Doja Cat's Say So, please welcome the fellas.
A hibbit, a hibbit to the hip, hip popper. You don't stop the rockin' to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Day to night to morning, keep with me in the moment. I let you out of known it, why don't you say so? Didn't even notice, no punches left to roll with. You got to keep me focused, you wanna say so. Oh, it's been a long time since you. Coming out your shell, you ain't really being yourself. Tell me what must I do? Cause luckily I'm good at reading. I wanna talk, but you won't stop chasing. We can dance all day around. If you front, then I'll be back. If you want it, scream and shout.
Fellas at UK Radio Pride. Check them out on Instagram at We Are The Fellas. They are worth a cheeky follow because they're dead fit, but more music from them later. Now, as you know, no self-respecting Pride Festival is complete without a healthy dose of drag queens. Our first guest has recently released her debut single, and she'll be doing an acoustic version of it for us shortly. She won the heart of our favourite Spice Girl, or the one that did RuPaul's Drag Race UK anyway. Please welcome to our little green room at the Cabaret Tent. And when I say green room, I do mean Zoom call. It's something Wong.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just wanted to start off with wondering what Pride means to you.
The thing is, I've always had like a bit of a stickler with Pride.
Okay.
Because it's always been like a little bit difficult for me. Only because coming from my background that I do, like an Asian Oriental background, like I'm kind of like the first generation of kids brought up.
Yeah.
And like born in the UK. So yeah. I really didn't want to be the first gay kid in my family.
Yes.
And it's that kind of thing. So when everyone was celebrating Pride, so I only technically went to my first Pride, I think at 22.
Okay.
And this is after like I joined the gay rugby team. Oh, by the way, I play rugby. But it's after I joined the gay rugby team, and obviously yeah. I still hadn't come out to my parents because, like you see on Drag Race, I said I hadn't like told them anything. So it's yeah. just, so it was so Pride's always been really weird. Like I've only really been able to celebrate it since I started doing drag.
And so what's that kind of like evolution been like? kind of like avoiding Pride and not really celebrating it to now being able to go full hog and embrace yourself.
The thing is, I've always been like an out there child. As a kid, I always did like dance and art. I wanted to be. Everyone's like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I was like, "I want to be an artist." My parents were like, "Damn it, it's definitely gay." But the thing is, like, it's been really weird because I've only been able to be my true, authentic self, and I honestly find that's been through drag. So I see anyone who wants to put on a wig and heels, like all the kids out there and stuff who watch Drag Race and things like that, I'm really happy for them because they're all just like, they're living their truth that I couldn't.
Yeah.
People are really like fuzzy and lovely inside.
That's so nice. And I've got so many questions for you actually, something, because I actually think you were the heart of the series.
Oh, thank you.
I really, really do. And I was just rooting for you the whole time. Me and my partner really, I mean, we were a bit obsessed. So there's so many things I want to check. Do you think doing Drag Race improved your confidence?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because the thing is, I've been working on the scene a couple of years.
Yeah.
Not as many as other people. Not as long as Bago, for example. Not as long as Vivian. Not as long as Davina. But
yeah.
So like seeing the girls there, it was. And then finally seeing them walk into the workroom, I was like, oh, I'm just here to have a nice time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everyone goes on, it's like, you can't go on Drag Race unless you want to win. All the girls are like, I'm going to be the most fierce and stunning. I'm like, I'm here to have a lovely time with my mates.
I mean, yeah. But it came across that way. Like, did you have a lovely time?
Oh, I did. I really did. And people, a lot of people ask, like, oh, you were robbed in a lip sync with, like, Crystal, or Crystal should have gone home. And I was like, no. Because earlier on in that day, what you don't see on camera is I'm literally there, sobbing. I bought a silicone mask, like, from when you bring all your stuff onto Drag Race. And I hadn't kept it in cellophane. I wasn't painted or anything. So this latex water-based face thing had shrunk to the size of a biscuit.
Oh, no.
So I just opened it up and I was just like, I just burst into tears because I was like, I am so ready to go home now. But like I said, we were all there because we were just having a great time.
It really did look like you had a great time because, you know, like on the American seasons, it can get a bit catty.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like that. I just felt like I was in the corner of a gay bar with you all. Does that make sense? Like, getting ready for showtime, after showtime.
Yep, that's it.
Now, talking of showtime, let's hear from another of the great artists joining us in the cabaret tent. She cites Gwen Stefani and Florence Welch as her role models, so I'm already sold. With a performance that is especially for us at UK Radio Pride, with her latest single, Therapist, this is Mae Muller.
You don't bring home roses, you just bring home stress. You never say I look good when I'm looking my best. And if we're staying up all night, it's cause you're moaning and not the good kind. I want you to be happy, but not at my expense. The more I listen and I listen, the more I'm thinking. You don't need a girlfriend, you just need a therapist. You got too much drama, I'm not qualified to fix. I would hold your body, but you want somebody that will hold you together. You don't need a girlfriend. Truth is, I wanna make you feel good and put your mind at ease. But I'm just where you pour out the negativity. I'll get you excited, I've tried and tried it, but it's so one-sided, and I'm getting tired fighting for somebody who ain't fighting for me. The more I listen and I listen, the more I'm thinking. You don't need a girlfriend, you just need a therapist. You got too much drama, I'm not qualified to fix. I would hold your body, but you want somebody that will hold you together. You don't need a girlfriend. Truth is, you need a therapist. You need a therapist.
And if I spend all my time and my energy taking care of you, you're gonna take care of me. Spend all my time and my energy on you, on you. And if you spend all my time and my energy taking care of you, you're gonna take care of me. Spend all my time and my energy on you, 'cause you don't need a girlfriend.
May Muller and her single Therapist. I'm Stephen Bailey. You're with us at the Cabaret Tent for UK Radio Pride. You'll be hearing more exclusive performances later on, and I think you'll get to see a different side to the queens and comics that we're meeting today. We're still with Something Wong, who told us earlier that she's only really been able to do Pride since doing drag. Of course, she was on the first ever season of Drag Race UK last year. How has it been since doing Drag Race?
Oh, it's been amazing of what we managed to do. Like, we did a huge tour of the UK. I think it was like 5,000 people per venue.
Oh my gosh.
What? My absolute highlight is obviously releasing Crossfire, available on iTunes.
You've learned well.
I know. I wanted to do music my whole life. So being able to do that, and then obviously doing it on tour as well. When we did Birmingham, that was honestly so incredible. And then we did London. After I finished my set, people were like 5,000 people in the Troxy were chanting my name. Like, literally, I come off stage, Alyssa Edwards takes me by the hand and she goes, "Take that in, that's all for you." And I'm just like, ah!
oh my God, I would have died. Alyssa Edwards is, for me, like, just as good as Cher.
I can say this, hand on heart, she is more crazy in real life than she is on TV.
Oh my God, they edit her down.
The Alyssa Edwards you saw on All Stars was maybe 50% of what we had on tour. She is by far one of the most hilarious people I've ever met in my life, and I love her so much.
You said, actually, because obviously you're singing on tour, would you say you're a singer first and a drag queen second?
Yeah, always. After uni, I was like, I'm never going to make money being a struggling artist. I'm going to get an office job. I'm going to have a horrible time, but at least I'll have money. That all changed on its head when a friend of mine did drag. So I was painting her face on the down low, and she was really bad at it. And in my mind, I was like, I can do this so much better than you. As a friend, obviously. And then I entered the drag competition. So I did Drag Idol in the UK, came third. Bearing in mind, it's the first time I've been on stage as a drag queen. Looks absolutely busted. But yeah, I did that. And then I was ending up doing the job that I always wanted to do, but with a wig. And I thought it was even better because I have kind of no confidence as, like, me, my beau self. Boy self, beau. But, like, through doing drag, I've become... Like, the two have kind of melded. They've, like, helped each other. It's really bizarre. It's like when... It's like if... Superman became Clark Kent. It's that kind of thing. Like,
but I just wanted to ask you, because you had a traditional Chinese Vietnamese upbringing.
Yes.
And so, and like you say, you came out through Drag Race. How have your family been about that?
They've actually been, like, surprisingly good. So after I'd come back from Drag Race, obviously I'd been eliminated.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of time before the filming and airing. So I think like a couple of weeks before the airing, I called my dad.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
really lovely.
Oh, Dad, I'm coming back this weekend. I'm bringing my boyfriend as well. Okay, cool. See you later. And my dad was like, what? You mean girlfriend, right? And I was like, no. I said what I said.
Yeah.
I said boyfriend. And then just left him to like sizzle with that for a bit. And then we obviously he wasn't like that pleased about it. So we had like a huge conversation about it. And then afterwards we like... He was still a bit weird about it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm bringing my boyfriend down. And if you don't like it, I have another family I can go to. I've chosen my family. But I felt like I couldn't do it until I felt like I was secure enough. I was already on my phone, ready to say, like, thanks if you don't accept me. Live your life. It's been great. Love you loads. Bye. Like, I have friends and stuff. If you don't accept me, I'm fine with that. Because I'm a grown man. So I then went down to see my dad and my mum with the boyfriend. And my dad was saying, like, I always wanted a daughter-in-law, but I guess now I have four sons, which was the nicest thing he could have said.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
Yeah, really nice. And like, they've all been absolutely fine with it. Like, my extended, like, uncles and aunts are all, like, my biggest fans. And the hilarious thing is, they keep telling my mom that I look like her. Like,
Good for her.
Yeah, so it's really bizarre. So a lot of kids who've watched the show have, like, reached out because they're like, how do I come out? I come from the same background as you. I'm from Birmingham. My family's devout Muslim. They hate homosexuality. And I was like, they were like, when should I come out? And I was just like, and these are like 12-year-old kids. These are like 6-year-old kids. It's so hard to say, don't do it. What if you do it and your mum and dad beat you or kick you out of the house at 6? Like, it's like with Pride and with National Coming Out Day, as a society and as a culture and as a LGBT plus group, we celebrate everything. We make everything look amazing. But there are bits that it's just a little more difficult for other people.
100%. And I want to talk about, because you've released your debut single, Crossfire, available now on iTunes. Tell us some more about it.
The thing with Crossfire, if you hear it, people think it's about like love and revenge, like... It's kind of about revenge, but I wrote it with a friend of mine, Tia Coffey, that's another drag queen in London.
Yeah.
And it was actually how I was feeling. It's really petty, but the whole song is almost like a, I don't need you because now I'm better, and now you want me because I'm someone. It's that kind of like angry, like, I don't need you, get out of my life, I'm better on my own. Like, it's kind of that vibe. I wrote that like all mad in like a day.
I really am big in being like, don't come crawling now, I've got something you want. I've always had it, sweetheart.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I've always been sickening.
Right, well, you best prove it and play your song. This is the awkward bit on the Graham Norton show where they have to budge off the sofa and get to the stage. Now, as our stage is virtual, it is a lot easier. So with a special acoustic version of her debut single, this is Something Wong and Crossfire.
Every fire that you needed me, I was so far the front line. Every night that I needed you, you never gave up your time. Doing all the pretty things about me, that I'm lazy, that I'm late, that I'm crazy. Shoot me in the dark, think I'll be in love, but you never felt the power at the end of your mind. Gonna miss me, I've already left. You only feel good when you made me feel second best. How does it feel now the tables have turned? Your flame's going out now, watch me burn. Gonna miss me, I've already gone. It makes you feel good now, know the return. How does it feel now the tables have turned? Your flame's going out now, watch me. I'm the only one that you're not seeing, cause you're the only one that I'm not needing. You're going caught in my crossfire. You're going caught in my crossfire. The only one that you're not seeing, cause you're the only one that I'm not needing. You're going caught in my crossfire. You're going caught in my crossfire. My crossfire. You wanna knock me down, you wanna steal my crown. You can let it see first, then look and write it down. If I shot myself on you, single shot is what you're gonna do. And I'm fueling my fires, warping low, deep and high. Till you shot my hood a lot, but I'm bulletproof. I'll be back to a cock, cause everybody knows the truth. Shoot me in the dark, think I would be love. But you never felt the power of the army. Come on, I'm gonna miss me, I've already left. You only feel good when you make me feel second best. How does it feel now the tables have turned? Your flame's going down now, watch me burn. Gonna miss me, I've already gone. You makes me feel good now, I know the return. How does it feel now the tables have turned? Your flame's going down now, watch me.
crossfire. You're going cold in my crossfire. I'm the only one that you wanna see, and you're the only one that I'm needing. You're going cold in my crossfire. You're going cold in my crossfire.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Right, I really love the talent from the UK Queens on Drag Race. On both guitar and vocals for UK Radio Pride, it's Something Wong's acoustic version of her single Crossfire. You can get the original on iTunes. That was very RuPaul, wasn't it? Get it now on iTunes. And look out for her next song, Hypnotize, which she's told me is kind of like Gaga's Fame versus Christina's Hurt. I personally can't wait.
Coming up at UK Radio Pride.
Let's do it.
So many more great guests in the cabaret tent to come. Next up, she started off Teesside and has since taken her act stateside and beyond. She was invited to star in the movie of Absolutely Fabulous after Jennifer Saunders herself saw her perform. And whilst I've been watching back-to-back Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's managed to record a whole album whilst in lockdown. And I feel ashamed. On the way, it's La Voix.
UK Radio Pride on Pride Radio.
Love music, love Pride Radio. 89.2 Pride Radio.
UK Radio Pride, supported by Audio Content Fund on Pride Radio.
Cabaret 10 at UK Radio Pride with me, Stephen Bailey. That wasn't actually Cheryl in our humble tent, by the way. We do have lots of exclusive performances still to come for you today, but that was just a song I'd play if I was warming up for a gig backstage. I mean, I could have just pretended Cheryl was here and you'd never know. It's radio. Anyway, let's speak to somebody who is actually here, though. And when I say here, I should be clear that I do actually mean in her living room on an iPad. It's star of stage and screen, Lavoie.
And look at my setup. You haven't even hung your clothes up in your bedroom.
I've not. Can you see them? That's my...
Yes, no effort is made.
I would just like to say, though, it is clean.
Well, you see, you can say that. But I bet if I came round with Kim and Aggie and ran a swab round that duvet, we'd find all sorts.
Oh, yeah, no, don't swab the duvet. But that laundry hung up is clean.
Perfect.
So I wanted to ask you, Lavoie, because you do comedy, music, impressions. What came first for you?
Well, a first for me is doing a virtual UK Pride on here. That's definitely a first for me. I've never done that before. I thought I got the wrong end of the stick of this today. I arrived with wellies and a sleeping bag under my arm for this, thinking we're going in a tent. But everything's virtual, isn't it? Virtual tent, virtual pride. Am I on a virtual stage, practically?
I mean, pretty much.
But I love it. See, when I've been touring, as you said, with the music and the theatre tour, I love a gay and lesbian audience and anyone else who wants to join in the best party in the world, because they're all dressed in rainbow flags and blowing whistles. You know, it's great fun. Where normally my audience is dressed in Primark, breathing into nebulizers. So it's... It's just a joy to be with the, you know, with that level of community. And I've missed the prides this year. And really, that was the start for me. Was the gay scene? Was my starting with the songs? Definitely, songs came before the comedy. I would go song, 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 and then never speak. And like now, you can't get a word in edgeways because I can't shut up.
So did you start in on the gay clubs? Is that where you started?
I did. I did places. You wouldn't even want to go in there for a drink, let alone sing a song. Trust me. But I did it, and I loved it.
Do you know, it is quite a skill, though. I think this every time I go to a gay bar and this performance is on, because how do you hold the attention during the speaking element of the performance?
Yeah, well, that's what I learned very, very quickly, was to hold a crowd. And I think, I'd like to say, that's why I was quite successful, because you have to go in and attack them. not physically, verbally. You have to be in the face. You cannot stop for a breath. You cannot have a drink. You've just got to go, 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 go. Oh yeah, you go to a gay bar. Gay men think singing Defying Gravity is a break. They'll think, go on, nip off and chat to me friends. You try it.
We go and have a ciggy.
Yeah, exactly. Then when you go to a theatre, like before all this lockdown, I was lucky enough to, on my tour, we did a sold out Brighton Theatre Royal, a paid ticketed audience. They'll sit there and they'll listen because they paid for a show. Is that easier? When I first started, no, because it's scary, because all of a sudden they're silent. They're listening. You can't just think, oh, they're all talking. I'll just talk to a few people on the front and, you know, whack out a bit of share. All of a sudden they are there. They've paid money. They want a show.
Do you think that made you more vulnerable, or made you have to be more prepared having a theatre show? Because you're right, they're paying for a ticket. So I often think when I do a comedy show...
Yeah. You've got to. I mean, I prepare. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I had to rehearse. You know, I do an awful lot of preparation for my tour show. You know, not like this today where I've done nothing. And, you know, you have to...
We appreciate it.
You have to prepare. You have to rehearse. You have to know... Regionally, I have to make sure that my show, if I'm in Blackpool, my show is for Blackpool. If I'm in Skegness, my show is for Skegness. You cannot just do the same tour show wherever you are, because they'll know... The show isn't for them. The minute they think, oh, they've done a bit of research, whether it's regional, local news, something about the area, instantly you've got the audience with you. And so you should. You know, you should do your legwork. They've bought a ticket. You could at least brush up on the local, you know, what's going on locally.
You know, you're from the Northeast originally. So what, but you predominantly work on the London scene. Did you ever start working in the Northeast, or...?
Yeah, I think originally, a long time ago, I was very, very heavily in London. Because I lived there and it was very much where I sort of broke on the cabaret scene. But now, because I'm all over the UK and lucky enough to go on the cruises and go into Europe and abroad. So now it's a joy to go back up north and revisit it where before I was going, you know, to the bars or, I, you know, doing the prides. But to go back to a northern theatre and revisit your roots, those mean more to you than a ever a show will that's not your hometown. I'm sure you'll appreciate that because you've got family and friends and people there, and you want to bring, you want to make that a good show. Because I went and did a show at Darlington Civic Theatre, and I remember going there, you know, on school trips as a kid, seeing shows. To suddenly be doing my one-woman show on that stage meant more to me than when I did the Palladium with Paloma Faith. Clunk, name drop.
I mean, clang and a half. What is it like going from, I guess, you know, I would say the gay scene's quite niche, to going all the way through? Because now you're mainstream. Like, you do perform with Paloma Faith. Like, your audience isn't just gay anymore or LGBT. How's that evolved?
Well, it's been hard in lockdown, you see, because my audience, they're my age group of my demographic, they can't do Zoom and all this. They think a tablet. They think a tablet is a beta blocker. Do you know what I mean? They have no idea of how to do, you know, 20 minutes trying to turn the Zoom call off like this. How? Where's the end? Where's the end?
Now, I just wanted to ask you what Pride means to you.
Pride means to me a paid gig. No, I'm joking.
Well, that's the most honest answer I've had so far.
No, Pride means to me a catch-up with Sunita, because she's at every Pride, honestly. God forbid, the day Sunita passes away, Pride will end. A catch-up with Sunita. Just for me, it's performing. You cannot be performing open air. I don't do an awful lot of those music festival type gigs. And when you do, I feel like a rock star. You know, I feel like Bonnie Tyler, Tina Turner, the crowd goes mad and everyone's covered in rainbows and glitter. And for me, it's the most feel-good event you can have. And I know an awful lot of people say, you know, Pride shouldn't be a party. But I think if you can dance and sing directly in the face of hatred, that is the strongest message you can give.
Oh my God. I love that. And then I have to ask, and what is your Pride anthem?
It's got to be Total Eclipse of the Heart. For me, I get everyone's arms going in the air. Everyone knows the words, whether you're a grandma to a new kid. It's just, it's international, whether you're the Pride's abroad or the UK. Everyone knows it, every generation knows it, and everyone sings along with it, and I think it's just amazing.
Well, there's not much opportunity for us to join in sing with you at a Pride event this year, but we still want a flavour of it, so we've delved into the La Voix archives. So, with a bit of a broadcast premiere, this is La Voix with Total Eclipse of the Heart, live.
Not yet! Oh, we've got arms already, my goodness. Okay. And 3, 2, 1, go! Every now and then, turn back, little bit longer, and you're never coming round. Go! Every now and then, turn back, little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then, turn back, little bit nervous that the best of all the gigs have come by. Every now and then, turn back, little bit terrified when I see the look in your eyes. Well, every now and then I fall apart. Well, every now and then I fall apart. Sing, I need you now to, yes, look at this. And if you'll only hold me tight, we'll be holding on. We'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. Your love is like a shadow on me all of the time. I don't know what to do. Am I always in the dark? Living in a body keg and giving us fire. Wait, I really need you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Once upon a time I was falling in love. Now, it's true, look at the state of me from when I walked on. Like, nothing I can say, total eclipse. Yes, one more, total. Once upon a time, there was love in my life. Now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, total eclipse of the heart. Total eclipse of the heart. Total eclipse of the heart.
Leave them wanting more. That's how I lost my job in disaster relief. The
finish. Oh, I can't wait to have a good old sing-song. One from the vaults of Lavoie there, who's with us today at UK Radio Pride. But it might be a while before we're all able to belt one out together. And because of coronavirus, we've already heard that some venues where we might do are going to have to close. The theatre and entertainment industry is having a really tough time, and so are the people who work in it. Lavoie, you're an ambassador for a great charity, Acting for Others, who provide financial and emotional support to theatre workers.
I know, that's the only reason why I agreed to be ambassador. I was trying to get the cash. No.
But is it tougher now during all this?
Oh my gosh, it really is quite terrible. I think it goes across the board. We often think people in, you know, we're not just talking, you know, us people on the light entertainment cabaret and the comedians, but the right through to your Phantom of the Operas and your, you know, your massive mainstream West End shows. These people are out of work, and that's some of them, that's all they've done for 10-15 years. You know, these people have, that's all they can do. Will they be able to pay their rent? Some people have, from the opera house, they've had to go back home to being abroad. There's people from the television world who would just have got no work. There's no money, and it's no, but it's amazing, and it just provides such financial and emotional support to everyone in the theatre, both on stage and off stage, these technical people that are just, their doors were closed and that was it. And some people forget as well, they say, oh, well, they can open the theatres with distant spaced out seats. But I don't think some people realise the buying of a ticket pays for putting on of the show. You know, it doesn't just go in, you know, Jane McDonald's pocket, and she goes around going, oh, I've made loads of money. It goes to pay for the band and the techie people. And if you say, well, we'll open the Royal Opera House, but we'll only have 100 seats, you can't put an opera on with the money from 100 seats. Or maybe we need to let the audience in, they sit in the theatre, they drop a screen in, me and you stand in the car park, we do our shows on a phone, and then stream it into the theatre.
I mean, I honestly think that might start to happen. I think theatres will buy in screens. And I just... because I can't see any other way around it.
Do you think Sarah Millican's going to be behind the back of Chipping Sodbury Town Hall doing her gig?
No, but I think Sarah Millican could probably, you know, take a few months off. It's the rest of us. Help, we only work on Channel 5.
I know, bless. Well, she could take a few months off and write some jokes. That would be quite good, wouldn't it, for Sarah, bless her. But have you seen my poor sister, Jane McDonald, God love her, is, you know, I don't want you to start feeling sorry for my family, but she has started doing commercials for retirement homes.
No, I have not seen that.
Have you not seen
that? Is that true?
This is God's honest, hand on my heart. It's like some retirement bungalows. She's wandering through, you know, like a crazy paved driveway saying, would you like to relax in the comfort of your own bungalow? Honestly, I couldn't be happier for her. I think it suits her. I think it's wonderful. Honestly, I think she's great.
I mean, it is all that. You can just see people. I mean, I say like diversifying, but actually I think we've all just started taking jobs we would never normally say yes to.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Let's face it. We're both here.
We're both here. We would never be talking to each other if we weren't in this such pressured circumstances.
I was interested in actually speaking to you about, like, because you've actually performed for royalty twice.
I have. And do you know what? I had to sign a secrecy, like a confidentiality agreement, that I couldn't speak about it for years and years and years. And then it, like, the date, after so many years, you're allowed to say you've done it. And it passed only, I think, about 2 years ago. So finally I could say, I did it. And that was crazy. You know, that was amazing to perform to the royals. I mean, I'm glad I did it then. Look at them now. They're all falling apart, aren't they?
No. What I was also interested in is, because obviously now we've been into lockdown and many of us performers have been forced into performing, as you say, via Zoom.
I know. I've seen some of it. I bless you. You've tried. Some of you are never going to work again. I warn you now.
100%. Oh, I did three, and I did it in the same setup now with, like, my underwear hung up and just not really having tidied the place.
Well, you see, for me, I wasn't used to not hearing the laughter. You're probably used to that. But I wasn't used to not hearing the laughter on Zoom. I thought, this is awful. Well, I've been hiding in the cupboard under the stairs. Don't ask me what I've been doing. Well, one thing I have been doing is recording. I've recorded an album. in like Harry Potter style.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Harry Potter style.
You've recorded a whole album.
It literally, in the cupboard under my stairs, with my gorgeous friend Brian Nash, who works in America. He plays in Don't Tell Mamas and The Duplex. He's a proper piano bar. Amazing pianist. One of those ones that can play any song, any key. You know, you just say, you know, be drunk and you'll say, play New York, New York. And he'll be like, and he'll be there. And he's amazing. And I said to him, look, do you want to do an album? You record the piano in New York. I'll sing the vocals here in the UK. We'll put it together, see what happens. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, my! I was totally thinking that was going to be today. It's going to be released on Friday.
Oh, well, no, but you know what? It is going to be released. And, oh. And I'm going to get it printed into CDs. It's going to be on iTunes. It's not yet because it's, well, as I said, I'm having to do the artwork myself. I'm doing everything. I'm doing potato printing to try and get the artwork right. You know, I've been very crafty.
It doesn't that feel quite empowering, though, that you're just fully in charge of your own record?
Yes, it does, but I've got too much time to analyse it, too much time to listen to it. People, you know, I say, can I just play my album over the phone? You know, and they're half an hour going, oh, my God, shut up. But I love, yes, it does. This has meant more to me, this album. The songs we've picked have been so... They've been quite poignant and quite... Not moody in a depressing way, but, you know, quite emotional for me and Brian. Normally we're picking, you know, Proud Mary and Donna Summer Last Dance, yeah. And we're like, wah, wah, wah. And we've both gone to places with some duets that have really gone, gosh, that's actually really beautiful. I didn't think I would do an album of that sort of songs. And it's not depressing. I just like to think it's quite moving and it's quite reflecting of the times that we're all going through, really. We had some fun with it, though.
Well, we should probably hear a bit then, don't you think?
Absolutely.
We did promise you some performances recorded in unique circumstances because of lockdown. So, with vocals from Lavoie's cupboard under the stairs and piano from New York, I like to think a loft apartment overlooking Central Park. Here's When the Good Times Come Again from Lavoie.
Every rainbow has to have an end. A pot of gold or dreams foretold may not be there, my friend. In this high and mighty world we live in, sometimes we have to break, sometimes we have to bend. Until the good times come again, I see you then. When the good times come again, when you and I have made it back from the people and the places we have been, I'll see you then. When the good times is the door that we come in. When the good times come again, when the good times come again. Hope we both survive the world out. What wind will blow, so don't forget I care. And don't forget the way we felt together. Sometimes we have to hold to all the good that's been. Until the good times. Good time. good times come again. When the good times come again.
La Voix taking on Barry Manilow's When the Good Times Come Again. I mean, I know it's Pride and all that, but that was really camp. On the way in just a minute, we've got a couple of great performances, especially for you, at UK Radio Pride. Tiggy Hart will be performing along with Husk, a trans musician with a slightly left-field electro-pop sound. But he's doing a Madonna cover for us here at the Cabaret 10, and I can't wait to hear it next.
UK Radio Pride, on Pride Radio.
Love music, love the Lord, it's 89.2 Pride Radio.
Radio Pride, supported by Audio Content Fund on Pride Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Husk. I am a proud trans man. And today I'm going to be doing a cover of Madonna's Lucky Star. If you want to go and find me, if you search Husk Noise, then you'll see my face.
Be my lucky star, 'cause it shines so bright wherever you are. I just think of you and the stars to glow, and I need your light, baby, you know. You must be my lucky star, 'cause it shines so bright wherever you are. I just think of you and the stars to glow, and I need your light, and baby, you know. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight. You must be my lucky star, 'cause you make the darkness seem so far. When I'm lost, you'll be my guide. I just turn around and you're by my side. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight, starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, starlight, the stars see tonight. Starlight.
Husk Noise is where you can find him on socials. That's his version of Madonna's Lucky Star, and later on he'll be back with an exclusive performance of his new single, Heal With Time. You also need to stick around later for the most amazing cover of Elton John's Rocket Man from our next artist, Tiggy Hawk. Here with a special acoustic performance of her latest single, Electric Sun, it's Tiggy Hawk.
City lights for another world. Different skies over Tokyo. When I breathe and let go, I'll never leave way below. As I bleed this neon gold, I'll be home. Electric sun, sun, electric sun. Electric sun, sun, electric.
Matrix, so